So this beautiful Harley-Davidson Evo 1340 has opened my eyes to a completely new way of riding. It's 30 years old and Harleys have come a long way since this bike was new. Now this bike's incredibly slow, but it's shown me, well, it's opened my eyes to a completely new way of riding. Now what's really interesting is that motorcyclists who don't understand or perhaps can't embrace this type of riding, in my opinion, they're not living their life in the optimal way. They're missing out on something that's quite important. Now they're not necessarily doing the wrong thing, but I'm going to cover why they're not living optimally later on in the video. You see, it's taken me literally decades of buying and riding different motorcycles to figure this out. I'd like to say that's a pain in the butt, but it's been a lot of fun. So let's discuss why this old beauty has opened my eyes to a new way of riding. Now, number one, slow is easy, and this bike is slow. But the good thing is it's really allowed me to cruise and relax. See, Harleys are all about cruising, but a lot of the modern Harleys, they really hammer. Now, on an old underpowered Evo like this, you're literally, I shouldn't say underpowered, because it's not underpowered. Got a lot less power than a sports bike, a lot less power than a modern Harley Davidson. So you're sort of forced to go slow. Now, relatively speaking, the brakes on this bike are really bad. It doesn't stop as Harley brakes used to be. So you've got to plan your braking ahead of time. But that sort of turned out to be a good thing because it really does slow you down and it makes you tune in to your motorcycle.
Right, I'm at Karen's house to drop off some cards. Karen runs our Facebook group, check it out. Hey Karen.
It hasn't got a fairing, you've always got the wind in your hair. I need long hair to say that, but you've always got the wind in your face because I've got an open face helmet. It gives you the feeling of going faster than you really are. But most of all, it rattles and shakes, it's very mechanical. The suspension's really poor. The frame could do with some stiffening. So going around corners is, let's say, an event. Most of all, it's very mechanical, it rattles, it shakes, it sort of makes you feel that it's alive. But those characteristics make you think that you're going a lot faster than you really are. And perception is truth. Resurgence Gear Motorcycle Clothing, and they're all about safety. I'm wearing one of their motorcycle shirts now, AAA rated, very safe, very comfortable, awesome product. And we know it's safe, just like their jeans, they've tested them publicly under the most extreme circumstances.
Holy crap!
Now don't forget to use the code OLDNOTDEAD. That'll give you a 10% discount because Resurgence Gear supports the channel and wants to help you. Now of course, don't forget our supporter gear at oldnotdead.club. Grab some merchandise, it helps the channel. I really appreciate it. And for both Resurgence Gear and our merchandise, for those of you who are overseas like America, England, Canada, the exchange rate is in your favor. You're only paying peanuts for our products. Modern Harleys, especially if you put a little bit of oomph into the engine, they're fast, they brake well, they handle a lot better. It's always tempting to go fast. And talking about fast, what about sports bikes? To get the most out of a sports bike, really, you need lots of twisties. I've tried that before from this house. You've got to either sit on a big open country road or a freeway for a long time to get to some good twisties. And by the time you get there, you're pretty much a pretzel and you need to have about 3 or 4 days of stretching back out. Then there's speed cameras and the Gestapo all over the place. And don't forget, a sports bike loses a lot of money on resale. Nobody wants a secondhand sports bike. But most of all, when you're riding a sports bike, you've got to be sharp as a tack all the time. It's an aggressive, fast ride. You really need your wits about you. It's sort of a stress. And riding becomes more like a job rather than fun. I've been there and I've done that. So slow is easy, slow is cruisy, slow can be fun. And number two, this is a very comfortable bike. It's a cruiser, it's got lots of room. You can stretch out without a problem, but not stretched out like a sports bike. It's got high handlebars that sit just below the level of your shoulders, so it's very comfortable. You're not cramped up. It's got a beautiful leather seat supplied by Corbin. It's got floorboards, which gives you about 1,000,001 positions to put your feet, so you can move them around all the time. You can pretty much go for a walk. Think of it this way, you're going on a nice long day trip. Would you rather be in the push-up position all day?
Now, I want to do push-ups, but the dog's in the way, because don't you love push-ups?
Or in an armchair. Now, the third reason is it's very much a hassle free experience. I can fix this myself. Now, that doesn't sound like a big deal. In fact, to some people that's going to sound like a hassle, but what I've found over the years, especially for the smaller jobs, if you take your bike to the dealer, it's a way bigger hassle. Not that they're doing anything wrong, but you've got to actually book in advance. So even if it's a job that takes 3 or 4 hours, it's way quicker doing it yourself rather than organizing for somebody else to fix your bike. And this is an easy bike to fix. It's not very complicated. There's nothing high tech about it. Even the Speedo's mechanical. There are still parts available all over the world. There's information plastered all over YouTube and on websites on how to fix these bikes. I'm not braking hard enough to chew through brake pads, and I'm not hammering the twisties, so my tires last pretty much forever. At the end of the day, the thing that takes a lot of the stress away is these bikes seem to last forever. There are lots and lots of cases of people doing hundreds of thousands of miles before they need to redo their engines. But the reasons are getting even better. Number four is it engages you with life, and that makes it fun. Anything that's engaging is fun. When something's really mechanical like these old Harleys, you can't just jump on it and ride. You've got to tune into it and sort of understand how it works, blend with it a little bit, get the feel of it in order to ride it. There's so many rattles and noises, you really need to be alert to the individual bike's characteristics. And that's fun. It's very satisfying to have torque on a motorcycle, that low-end pulling power. It's a very different feeling to a fast bike, but tractor power is very satisfying at the same time. It's a loud bike, it sounds really good, but it's not obnoxiously loud. The last Fat Boy I had, that was an obnoxiously loud bike. I used to ride it to work early in the morning. I would set off shop alarms before they opened. I'd set off car alarms as I zapped past. That was obnoxious. This bike's loud, but in a more gentle way. I'm still going to rev it at the lights. So because of the things that I've mentioned, it does offer you a very relaxed, visceral experience. It really is the definition of cruising. And I find that people who instantly dismiss this type of motorcycle or this type of ride, they're usually caught up and locked up in their mind. Let's say they're stuck in their intellect. Too much thinking, too much analysis, instead of feeling and relaxing your way into life. There's time for both, because I really think humans are designed to run at a slower pace, to feel and to experience things. You're supposed to use your capacity to think, to work things out, not to have your mind on autopilot, running crazy and over-analyzing everything every day. Because when you're doing that, you don't actually experience life. You're locked up in your mind, you're daydreaming, you're locked up in your thinking process, and you're not really present and experiencing life in the way that you should. Because people who live their life on the edge, they're trying to run at peak performance all the time, they're usually stressed, they're usually grumpy, and that's how you burn out. So consider a slow bike for something different. I've got a fast one too, the best of both worlds. But adding a slow bike to your stable really does expand the range of experiences that you have. It's the cliche of stopping and smelling the roses. It does hold true. It does work for your well-being. And it's fun. If you want to know more about these older Harleys, check out my video, Stop Wasting Money on Harley Davidsons, Until You See This.